every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Mike McDowd. I'm not sure if Russell's going to join us today, but at each commercial break, we're going to ask a trivia question. And Mike, you're going to like this a little easier because this time it's TV theme songs. A little bit easier. Nothing to do with volcanoes or planets or stellar stuff. Make it a little easier for you. Now, we're going to have a guest coming on in the next segment. Mike, you want to reintroduce him only because he was on our show last year.
Well, first of all, I take umbrage at what you just said. I'm not that bad at trivia questions. I don't care what you say. I have a pretty good percentage. And when I nail them, I nail them. So, yes. Don't get to join you with my camera today. Don't know what's going on. But, yeah, we got a special guest. And, we had him on last year. His name's Jonathan Anderson. Who is he? Well, if you know anything about baseball, MLB especially, and Little League.
Yeah.
In Little League, he is something to behold. So Jonathan is the defending world champion manager of the Lake Mary, Florida, defending champs 2024. They are still the defending champs. We're going to talk to him. So much to talk to him about. Has his life changed? What about the kids? Book deals? Because we talked to him just a few short days after they won the championship. They hadn't even done their parade yet. And so I'm really curious to see how Jonathan and his kids and his family, if life has changed. He's a great interview. He knows how to talk. He's got personality. I can see why his kids love him, that play for him. And let's go.
Okay. All right. Audience, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Ecom 101. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with our guest.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
voted Best Natural Hot Springs in Calistoga by Travel and Leisure magazine, Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs has been providing wellness, relaxation, and good times since 1952. Rooted in Calistoga's rich history, a new spa garden and outdoor living reveals why Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs is the place to stay. Come visit us in beautiful Calistoga and experience our special mud baths and healing mineral waters. It's no wonder USA Today voted Dr. Wilkinson's Backyard Resort and Mineral Springs as the best wine country hotel. You won't find a more relaxing time than staying in our exquisite rooms and experiencing the awesome spa temperature mineral springs. Call 707-942-4102 or visit drwilkinson.com. That's drwilkinson.com.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to elkcoveinn.com for reservations. That's elkcoveinn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Mike McDowell. Mike, please introduce our guest.
All right, I got to do it. Here we go. I've been looking forward to having him on because he had such a great time the last time. Consider him a friend of our show. And we want to welcome in the defending 2024 Little League World Champion manager, and Jonathan Anderson. Jonathan, welcome back to Sports Econ 101, heard coast to coast, border to border, and around the entire planet. We especially salute our men and women that serve in the military. And Jonathan, had so much fun with you last year, we had to invite you back. But I guess the key question is, we are going to talk about what occurred, because your team is still the defending world champions. You made it into the playoffs. Things didn't go the way you wanted to. But before we get there, let's talk a little bit about how life has been since we last spoke. Yeah, I think this is the number one question is, oh boy, has life changed for you? Did things get crazier? Did they get better? How has your life evolved and your kids since you've won a Little League World Championship?
I mean, thank you for having me on, guys. Like I, like you said, we had fun last time I was on here, so let's have some more fun. Yeah, it was like you said. You caught me right before the parade. The parade was big. We went to Disney, Discovery Cove, Universal. We did a lot of things, the boys and I and our coaching staff, and it was fun. And then kind of the turn of the year, things settled back in again, and it was back to the grind because we wanted to try to repeat. Like you said, we want to be defending champions. We want to do it again. So it kind of settled in, and the grind started, and then All-Star season started again, and you started running into people from Florida and district administrators from the Florida, and they're all congratulating me because they haven't seen me since. So it all ramped back up, and obviously it didn't end the way we wanted to, but that's okay. That's baseball. That's why we play the game.
How many players did you lose because they aged out?
We had a roster of 12 last year, and we 10 aged out. So we had Christopher Chico Giraffe, and DJ Mieses, who returned. Great players, great leaders of the team, and ended up Taiwan to represent Team USA.
Oh wow! Yeah, you know, I was thinking about it. That I was like, I don't know how many total.
Yeah, so
how many total teams enter into the Little League World Series, generally, usually?
Oh, it's I think it's that like 2,500. It's a lot. It's a lot of teams that make the World Series or that enter, I guess, like international All-Star play.
So you got to think, I mean, the odds of winning it are so slim, you know, compared to, you know, let's say the Yankees winning the World Series, that sort of thing, because there's only so many teams, right? I mean, it's amazing what an accomplishment that is. And you guys, you know, you're like celebrities throughout the town, I'm sure.
100%. These kids are loved by everybody. They're
sure, there's the pride of
Jonathan. Jonathan, you know, all the scenarios I was thinking about, you have it on again, and you just mentioned it. So many teams, and you're the final team that not only gets to the finals, but you win the whole thing. And you kind of hit it, but I mean, there's got to be one or two stories that stand out in your mind of how. Well, how about this? Is there a pinch me moment that you found that you said, are you kidding me? We won the Little League World Series. Do you have a pinch me moment?
I mean, yeah. I mean, this, that bunt that Hunter put down, even DJ's flare that got over the infield that my son scored from second to tie the game. That was a pretty big moment. That was a cool moment. Cause I started swinging my arms like this because the whole crowd started chanting USA. And that's crazy to have 20 plus thousand people kind of switch the momentum of the game and start chanting USA. And you're a part of it, right? You're now Team USA, essentially.
What was the team that you beat?
Chinese Taipei. They were out of Taiwan.
And they usually, I mean, I remember, you know, 30 years ago, they were always in the last, you know, the finals or the quarterfinals.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, they dominated.
And they're going to do it again this year.
Yeah.
They dominated. Taiwan was the team. I mean, they were a force. We never beat them in the 70s and 80s that I remember. Maybe exactly. The 90s.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what was the final score?
Those kids are just so 2-1.
Wow.
2-1. So in the top of the sixth inning, we score one run to tie it. And then we score the second run in the eighth inning.
Okay, so one extra innings. Wait a minute, you're usually the home team, aren't you? USA?
No, we were away. So Taiwan went through the tournament undefeated, so they got to pick, and they picked home.
You know, I didn't know that.
Or no, they picked away. We were home. I'm sorry, you're right. We were home.
I was going to say, because
we were home.
I mean, I always remember the Little League World Series.
We walked it off.
USA has always been the home team, but I didn't know that they had like a choice.
No, they picked it. So Taiwan, because they went through the whole tournament undefeated, they picked away and gave me home.
Well, I wonder why. That's, I mean, usually home, you know.
Right. I think it's a, I mean, I pick away a lot too. I think it's an age thing with the 12-year-olds. If you can get up to bat first and start to score, then you give yourself, you relieve yourself of a little bit of pressure. Now, if the game's tight at the end, then it can get a little, which is what happened to Lake Mary this year. But if you can be away, you don't have to, you're not the first one on the field pitching. So those nerves kind of go away.
Sure.
And if you can score, then you kind of, you're leading the train. You're pushing the trains down the track, and all the pressure is relieved off you, and you're kind of in cruise mode. As long as you can handle that bottom.
So, okay. They picked away, so you were home. Okay, gotcha. All right. Yeah. I can only imagine how nerve wracking being the manager is. You know, the kid's a little nervous.
Right.
But the manager, you can't actually play the game, so you're just having to rely on the kids. I mean, I still remember.
Correct, right. You're not executing. You're not doing anything, right? You're just moving pieces around, and you hope the kids' numbers that you call execute when it's their turn. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, but you practice so much with them, you know, that it's I don't say it's automatic because, you know, they're 12-year-old kids, and you know, they only have so much ability, but it's amazing when I've watched the kids play, you know, during any of these tournaments, some of their fundamentals are so good. It's incredible.
Hey, Jonathan,
correct.
One,
you said.
One thing to keep in mind with the Little League World Series, whether it's this year or last year, by the way, before I get to this question, I've been watching the Little League World Series. I've been enamored with it. Yeah. It's so special. Let's face it, it's gone to the next planet as far as coverage. I mean, the ESPN coverage is second to none. The kids are, I mean, the it was awesome to see the Mets and the Mariners show up the other day for their game. And, you know, Jonathan, one thing that I thought about is, and do your best to try to convey this. Okay, there's so many teams in America alone, but the ability to put a team together, because everybody, every Little League All-Star team thinks they're the best, they've got the best blue chippers, whatever, but the bottom line is they don't. And you guys found the right formula, the right chemistry. What was the secret to your success? Because obviously you had the correct a bunch of kids, the right formula to do something so extraordinarily special. I mean, that's gotta kind of blow your mind. I mean, that you had the right players to win the whole thing.
All right, we're going to let Jonathan answer that when we come back, because I also wanted to find out, like, how do you do the All-Stars? Because I'm sure there's certain players you'd love to have, but you're not allowed to because they're not in your district. All right, here's our first trivia question on TV themes, and as a reminder to both Michael and John, if you know the answer, Jonathan, don't say anything until we get right back. TV theme songs. I won't sing it because that'll give it away. Making Our Dreams Come True. What TV show did that come from? Stay with us. Sports Econ 101. I'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, 800-620-1624, that's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown, along with Mike McDowell, and our special guest, Jonathan Anderson. First trivia question. The TV show, what was it? The theme song was Making Our Dreams Come True. What was the TV show?
Making Our Dreams Come True?
If I sing it, it'll be easier, probably.
Oh, is it? Come on, Michael. You got to help me out here. I got the baseball question last year.
True. Right? Hold on. Well, no.
Austin Pfeffer Corporate.
Can you give us a decade?
The 70s.
The 70s?
Oh, yeah, I'm out.
On the north set and go now. Got a dream and we just know now. And da-da, making our dreams come true. You don't remember that?
I'm going to see it my way. Yeah. It is my way. Okay. What was the show was that song?
Laverne and Shirley. Hey, Jonathan, how old are you?
I was born in 83.
Oh, no wonder. I'm sorry.
Right.
Oh, boy. Then one of these questions is going to be probably impossible for you. The other one, maybe not because it was popular. All right. So we have Jonathan Anderson, who is the manager of the 2024 Little League World Series. Go ahead, Mike. Ask your question again.
You're defending champs, by the way. You can't take that title away until the next team wins it. So let's give them all the kudos we can. But Jonathan, again, thousands of Little League teams in this country, worldwide, but yet you guys have the magic formula, the chemistry that just worked. Talk a little bit about. Listen, we played Little League Baseball. I dreamed of going to the Little League World Series. We all wanted to go there. Never got there. And in fact, I remember one team in the Marinwood Dixie Little League that, oh, this team's incredible, man. They've got the right stuff. And we all thought they were a good team. Guess what? They didn't even get out of the county. So the point is, you had the right mix of players. What was the secret to success? Because it is a phenomenal, almost, you know, it's like winning a Super Bowl, or maybe even more difficult.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's some luck involved. You've got to have, you know, the baseball gods on your side, essentially. You have the talent, you have the players, we talked about, you know, being the coach and making moves, but the kids have to perform. So you're making the right moves at the right times. And it's just, like you said, there is some secret sauce into it. There's some luck involved. There's some things going your way. Umpires making, like, that's the part. Like, one injury, things can change. One call by an umpire, one bad play, one bad pitch. Everything can change. And I mean, if you guys go back and watch what happened to Lake Mary this year, you'll see the epic change that can happen in just an instant. You think you have it all figured out? I could tell you that the internet would have told you that we would have been the team to beat this year, and we were so good and we were so talented. But when the universe tells you it's not your time, it could take it from you real quick, real fast.
How far did you guys make it?
We made it to the Southeast Regional Final. We made it to the Southeast Regional Final. The score was 4-0. It was the bottom of the sixth inning, and we had two outs. We were going to win and go to Williamsport, and fate said, "Not today, sir."
That must be really disappointing for the kids, but not the other team, obviously. But how did your kids deal with it?
Right, it was hard. There was some down children. There was some crying. There was some disbelief. I mean, everyone in the city would tell you that they're in utter shock. Everyone was in shock because it was just almost impossible. The impossible happened. The unthinkable happened. And I mean, that's baseball. That's why we play. That's why you got to get 18 outs. That's why you've got to compete till the end. It was a great wake up call. It'll transform Lake Mary Little League. It'll help us get better. It'll help us be stronger. So it's a tough defeat, but it happens.
You're thinking a lot better than I would. I'm telling you.
We see some of the little niggers, your sons in the background there. So if you want to bring them in, let us know, because we'd love to see their faces. I mean, this is live radio.
Yeah, I will. I'll grab them.
I love it.
Come here, Christian.
That's my son.
Yeah, I'll bring some in. Do you see the sign? Do you see the sign behind me?
I see part of it, but yeah.
Yes, yeah, that very nice. It says Little League World Series Champions. Very nice. This is your son that played.
All right.
And this is live
That's
radio,
Chase.
Folks.
You
gotta love this. Hey, Christian, well, congratulations. And it's great to talk to you. This is totally impromptu. We did not plan this, but boy, I know you won that title. Is it a dream come true?
Yeah. 100%. I mean, that's what we all wanted to do. We all wanted to win the Little League World Series. We all wanted to, that's the goal we set. We put a lot of hours in over the summer. We put in a lot of work and it all came to fruition and we won. And it's something these kids can take forever. Like you said, this whole entire year, they're still the defending champions and they can always say that they were the first team in the state of Florida to win.
Yeah,
they have a lot of things that they can go home with and tell their kids and grandkids and
how was it with
we were knocking on the door this year.
How was it for the kids when they went back to school?
Oh, the fanfare and the welcoming from all of the kids was huge. I mean, I know my son went to Sanford Middle, so they did a big thing like the first Friday. They pretty much let all the kids. There was three kids that went to Sanford. They got to take pretty much Friday off and just sit out in the middle of the class during lunch. And they made baseball cards for them and they got to sign them for all the kids at the middle school. And I know Markham Middle had a big gathering. They had all the kids show up early. And when the World Series kids showed up, they were just clapping their hands and cheering and giving them high fives. And same thing with Orangewood. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool what they did,
yeah.
And the way the county, Seminole County, Orange County, the city of Lake Mary rallied around them.
Have any scouts come knocking yet?
No, I mean not. They didn't knock on my door and let me know that they were here. Maybe they were, but they're not telling me.
Yeah, I'm just thinking that, you know, I can just imagine the kids just being, you know, seventh heaven when they have all the kids, all their kids looking at them like celebrities, asking for autographs and all that. That's great.
Correct. Correct. Hey,
Jonathan Anderson is our special guest here on Sports Econ 101, heard around the nation and coast to coast. And that would be around the nation, by the way. And, of course, with our U.S. military worldwide. And, Jonathan, one of the other questions I have for you is, well, listen, I don't know where to start because I know you're a good guy. You and I have spoke off the air. So I'm going to ask you a question. It's going to be a tough one. And I know you know where I'm going with this one. So you had you were really favored, and everybody's talking about, hey man, this Lake Mary team, something else, they're special. And you had a great, great run. Now that game against South Carolina, I read that you did something pretty controversial that has not even been done in Major League Baseball within years, and it has to do with an intentional walk. Talk about that and tell us what the thought process was, and you know, I know you're, yeah, talk about that.
Tell us what happened and then tell us the
theory.
Go ahead.
Oh, here we go. All right. So we're up 4-0. We're up 4-0. It's the bottom of the sixth. Our starting pitcher has 13 pitches left. So, and he's mowing people down. He's doing well. We go out to the top of the sixth. He walks the first two batters. So now we're in, you know, now he's eating up 8+ pitches and we have two runners on. He ends up getting the next batter out, strikes a guy out. We switch pitchers. That pitcher comes in, gives up a single. Bases are loaded. No big deal. The next kid, he strikes out. We're good. Now it's the top of the lineup. Two outs, top of the lineup, up, bases loaded. We're still winning by four. I think he works the count 2-2. Then it goes 3-2. And then he throws a pitch outside 4 to 6 inches off the plate. Some Little League umpires call it a strike. This umpire didn't. So now it's ball four. Leadoff hitter gets on base. There's one run in. The number two hitter, Joe Giulietti, comes up. Hands down, one of the best hitters at the Southeast Regional. He hit a home run the night before. He's 7-for-11. He's their best player. No doubt he's the best player, arguably the best player in the Southeast Regional. We decide to walk him. Mm-hmm. We say, you know what? We're not going to let this kid beat us. A home run. If he hits a grand slam, we lose. We're not letting him beat us. We're going to go to the next guy. So we end up walking him. We go to the next guy. I think we get up 1-2 on the next batter. It ends up going 2-2. Our pitcher ends up throwing a fastball inside. The kid drops his hammer down, blasts it over the left fielder's head. Joe Giulietti is off the bat, just flying. He ends up scoring. All three runs score. We end up losing the game.
And so this kid Giulietti, it was Giulietti versus Big Gravy, your ace Jacob Brown, and listen, you're dominating this game, and of course this is life. This is life, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. So to experience this, it had to be. Well, listen. It had to be a teaching moment, as they like to say. And all you can do is use this moment and use it for life, right?
Hey, guys.
100%. That's what I told you.
Hold on, guys. We've got to quickly go to our next trivia question here. I'm sorry. Okay, really quickly, the next trivia question. Suicide is painless. What TV show did that theme song come from? Stay with us, Sports.com 101. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
At the heart of San Francisco lies the Axiom Hotel. Located in the heart of Union Square, the Axiom Hotel blends a sense of history with modern touches. Our spacious accommodations are comfortable and created with a soft ambiance, with state-of-the-art amenities such as a core fitness center and in-room espresso and coffee. Guest reviews rave about the staff, as well as how quiet the hotel is, so you can get a good night's sleep and rest up for a day of shopping at the best stores San Francisco has to offer. Just steps from the Powell Street cable car turnaround, the Axiom Hotel is ideal for exploring downtown San Francisco. Check out axiomhotel.com for our specials and vacation packages and book online today. That's axiomhotel.com or call 415-392-9466. That's 415-392-9466. The Axiom Hotel San Francisco.
Mountain Mike's Pizza. You've heard our phrase, pizza the way it ought to be. But did you know that our famous pepperoni large pizza has over 100 pieces of pepperoni on it? Our dough and shredded cheese are made fresh daily, never frozen. Having a party? We have a great room for parties and a video arcade with tickets and prizes for kids, located at 2100 4th Street in San Rafael. You'll enjoy your pizza the way it ought to be. Call us at 415-454-4300. That's Mountain Mike's Pizza in San Rafael.
Extreme heat is a leading cause of weather-related deaths in the United States. With summer here, the American Red Cross is urging you to take action to protect yourself and loved ones. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water, even if you don't feel thirsty. Aim for a cup of water every 20 minutes and avoid drinks with sugar, caffeine, or alcohol. Check your urine color. Dark yellow means drink more water. Stay cool by spending time in air-conditioned places. If your home is too hot, go to a mall, library, or cooling center, or take cool showers or baths. Wear lightweight, loose-fitting clothes in light colors and avoid strenuous activities when it's hottest outside. Stay connected by checking on others and asking for help. Talk to your doctor if you have a chronic condition or take medicine. And remember, don't leave children or pets in a parked car. Extreme heat is too dangerous to be invisible. Remember, stay hydrated, stay cool, stay connected. To learn more, visit redcross.org/heatcheck. Sponsored by the American Red Cross.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7:30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell, and our special guest, 2024 manager of the Little League World Series champions, Jonathan Anderson. Our second trivia question, suicide is painless. What TV show did that come from, that theme song? You remember?
Some crazy show. It's suicide is painless. I don't know.
Yeah. But in the theme song, they don't sing it. And it's because suicide is painless. It brings on many changes. And I can take it if I please. TV show is MASH.
Oh, is this the one, is this the one I have no shot of knowing?
Say again?
I said, is this the one that I have no shot of knowing?
No, the next one is. Sorry. At the time I did this, I didn't know who's going to be our guest. And I thought, we'll have some ones from the 70s because Mike likes to, sometimes he'll get some older people on the show. Mike, go ahead, finish off your question again.
Oh, no, we were just talking about this scenario. And before I even say it's a lesson of life, Jonathan, what was, what you did is not a normal baseball move. What motivated you to try this?
Hey, the Bad News Bears did it in the movie in the 1970s. They did that same move. So you would have been a hero,
right? And that's the part. So one of the announcers there was Greg Olson, and Greg Olson was a closer. In the MLB, and he intentionally walked Barry Bonds with the bases loaded. Really? I think he said they were winning 10-7 or 10-8 in the moment. They intentionally walked Barry Bonds, run scores, and then he gets the next guy out and he gets the save. So it's crazy that he's there and he's like, yeah, I've been a part of this, and boom, the ball gets hit, and you can hear him go, oh, no. Just knowing, it's a controversial decision. These are 12-year-old kids to do that. I mean, hands down, this kid was one of the best players. The best player, one of the best players. And to anyone that's into Little League World Series, Joe Giulietti might be the best hitter up there today. His first game there, he hits a double off the wall, and then he hits a grand slam. So it kind of validates us,
yeah.
Essentially, but again, it's fate. It's fate. It's the baseball gods. We might have rattled their cage. You're not supposed to walk someone with the bases loaded, let alone a 12-year-old kid who hasn't proven himself fully. And then it comes down, and it's a teachable moment. It's a teachable moment for the kids. You got to tell them that this is something that happens in life. This is for someone. I don't know if it's for the coaching staff, if it's for the pitcher, if it's for one of these players. Like, someone is going to fuel you to do something bigger in life. We might not know what it is yet. It may not happen in my lifetime. It could trickle down. It could trickle down past these kids onto their kids. We don't know. But yeah, it was meant. It was meant to be for someone. There's a reason why we lost. There's a reason why they won. And you move on. But we're following South Carolina. South Carolina won today. They beat Hawaii, so they're still in it. They're still fighting. And maybe they prove that Lake Mary got beat and they were the defending champs. But South Carolina wins the whole thing and just lets you know that Southeast are two-time World Series champions.
Yeah, Jonathan, I thought that team from Honolulu was really good. Was West Honolulu, I think it is. South Carolina defeated them 3-0. Japan over Mexico. I watched that Mexico-Puerto Rico game on Saturday. That was a great game. And Japan must be pretty darn good to defeat Mexico 6-0. So that there are some good teams in this Little League World Series. One really interesting question I have for you, and So you've won the title, what type of opportunities have come your way? Rare speaking engagements, shows, any sports talks or TV radio shows have you done? Anything as far as a book possibility? Any of the kids had any unique opportunities or book possibilities? I know, and hit that, also talk about the documentary that was done.
Right. ESPN did a document. ESPN followed a few teams around last year while we were up there. And obviously, great story that they followed us and we won it. So that was amazing, that ESPN documentary, Big Dreams. I've done a few podcasts here and there. Nothing too crazy yet. There was one speaking engagement, but then it got canceled. So I haven't really capitalized on that or been asked to do too much of that. I mean, I'm still in this. I still want to keep.
Yeah.
I want to keep coaching this team. I want to keep this run going, and I do want to keep myself available. And you're right. Like my sales job that I had ended up having to let me go just before the summer started. And I haven't replaced the job yet. I wanted to be available for these kids. And if you start a new job, you don't really get vacation. So I'm in the process of trying to figure out which my next endeavor is, my next career, my next life. You know, work wise.
How much do you think that helps your resume? You know, winning.
I don't know. I haven't pushed it too hard yet. I've only been home for a week and a half. And I mean, it could, right? My name's out there, my face is out there. You know that when I'm dedicated to do something, it comes through. So I'm a competitor, I'm a winner, I do a lot, so it could help.
Yeah.
I mean,
what kind of
I love doing this. This is
Sure.
Oh,
sure.
I was doing a kitchen cabinet closet door sales. That's what I was doing prior.
And then
graduating from college, I was an engineer and I have a professional engineering license as well.
Wow. Some encouragement to you, Jonathan. Use this beautiful gift that you've been given to. Use it to your advantage. You're not using it. You're just using something that was given to you. Let people, you know, I mean, because it says a lot because I'm sorry. I've played a lot of baseball. I know a little bit about the game, been around it, been around big leaguers, been around, you know, some major college players. And to do what you did, I mean, I'm paid to get to talk. I'm having a tough time articulating because what you did is so rare and so unique. It is a one-of-a-kind situation. And so I say, Jonathan Annister, skipper, manager, use it to your advantage. Go get him because the world, you have a lot to offer the world. And you know how to lead championship teams. That translates. I'm sorry. It does. So,
well, especially being the first in Florida.
I know.
You know, I mean, did Governor DeSantis invite you anywhere?
Yes. I mean, I guess we forgot to talk about that. Yes, we did go to the governor's mansion. We did talk to DeSantis. He actually, very cool. He gave all of the kids 2 years paid college scholarships.
Really?
Yeah.
Right? Crazy. Wow. Crazy. All of the kids have 2 years paid college scholarships. So that's a foot in the door when it comes to playing college baseball. Because now these guys don't have to pay for the first two years.
It depends on where they go or just anywhere they want to go.
Right? In Florida, probably.
I think it's in Florida, but anything, like he said, you could go tech school, university, whatever path you end up choosing in life, it's paid for the first 2 years. Governor DeSantis has got you is essentially what he said in his speech. And I mean, that was a cool moment.
I wonder, is that they have like a slush fund that they, cause I'm sure he didn't pay for it personally. You know, you're talking a lot of money.
I mean, we have Bright Futures. So Florida has Bright Futures played for by the Florida Lottery. I don't know if he made some phone calls there and got it set up. And Bright Futures usually does 50% to 75% to 100% based on just how you do with your SATs and your extracurricular activities and your GPA. So maybe he, you know, somehow got it done to where these kids skip that for the first 2 years.
Oh, that's right. That's dad. Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's really cool. I like that.
It was an amazing announcement because now you don't have to worry about it, at least for 2 years.
Yeah.
I got to add just 1 second. What a huge, huge gift to the kids, to the parents financially. I mean, that is something we haven't heard about this. Have you talked about this at all? Because this is breaking news to us.
Right. I guess not. I don't know. I mean, like I said, we went to the governor's mansion and he brought it up and he gave it to the kids. I knew where he was heading and I kind of told the kids, I was like, you guys might want to be quiet and listen to where this is going to go. Cause this is, this is a lifesaver probably for a lot of families.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, people have 529 plans and they kind of set it up, but life gets in the way and sometimes you might have to use it. But to know that your kid is going to be able to go to college for at least 2 years and you don't have to worry about paying for portion of it for that part, you just got to worry about room and board.
Yeah. Listen, that's a big deal. Anything other than zero is a gift. Right. I mean,
right.
That's pretty special. So now you can, now that you're kind of looking for a job, maybe you call on them again. Hey, you remember me, you know?
right. I haven't gotten that far yet. I haven't gotten to him, but you are right. I do have some people that I know. I could probably make a call and see if they have anything available.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's taken a few days to get back to reality after getting the rug pulled out from under you in Georgia. It was you dedicated your summer to this and you knew your team was good and it just got taken. So it's you get back to reality and now you got to get back to the grind. So
yeah,
here we are. But you see, I'm at the little league fields. We still got to coach. Got to coach the youth.
Yeah. And the thing is, Jonathan, that I unfortunately my darn camera's not working, but I can see in your eyes that you're emotional about this. This is something that really hits your heart. It hits your mind. It hits your other coaches' hearts, and because it's something that you work for so hard. And talk a little bit about. There's another question I want to talk to you about, but the training that goes into this. I saw some video. You have some of your kids in harnesses. The techniques have evolved since I played the league. We had none of that stuff, but the intensified specialized training is really on a whole nother level, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we have talented baseball players. And like you said, the fundamentals, right? The fundamentals are amazing with some of these kids. So what can you do to push them a little bit harder to get them better? And that's what it was, you know, that's now it was more about physical toughness and mental toughness to get them through the grinds, to get them through the situation that they ended up in Georgia. Because prior to that, we were beating everybody badly. I think we run ruled and they put up the number. It was like 106-4 was our run average. Right. It was crazy. It's crazy. It was like 106-4 from states on. And then we get into this one game and we're up 4-0. And we've only got 4 runs scored on us in the last month and a half. And boom, there it goes. And that's what we were trying to prepare them for. When the walls start to close in on you, when it's hard to breathe, when your heart starts beating hard, that you just go back to your fundamentals and your talent. And,
you know, also
maybe it happened too late.
You know, maybe it's like, it's not like one of the kids made a really bad error, you know, or something like there were pass ball. No. It was just a pitch and a hit. You know, they're part of an exciting story. You know, they're having a losing end. Hey, guys, let's go to our last commercial break. Okay, here's the theme song. It's called Best Friend. So I'll sing this one for you. Just like, oh, you're my best friend. It's kind of tough because it's just two words there. All right, stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We are going to be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mike McDowell and our special guest, Jonathan Anderson. Best Friend. Mike, what was the theme? That was the theme song.
I don't know if this is it, but talking about my best friend.
That's right.
Yeah, yes. Was it Buffy and Jody?
No. No, that was Family Affair. Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Oh, geez. Oh, right. Okay.
He's going, these TV shows. Sorry, I'll have to have something from Morty and what's the other? Something in Morty? I don't watch those.
I got nothing.
Rick and Morty.
I don't know what I think you're saying like Rick and Morty or something. I don't know.
Rick and Morty.
I don't know those shows.
I don't know.
I don't know those shows.
All right. Jonathan, are you ready for our... Okay, first of all, our silly joke of the week, the opposite of artificial intelligence is natural stupidity. That kind of goes along. And you ready for our thoughts of the day? Here we go. I get plenty of exercise at work, jumping to conclusions, pushing my luck, and dodging deadlines. There you go. That's my work. And all I ask is a chance to prove that money can't make me happy. That's all I want. Just a chance to prove it. Always hear about money can't make you happy, right? All right.
Do we have time for a quick question or no?
Very, very, very quick. Go ahead.
Jonathan, the magic of the Little League World Series. What was it like to be around the big leaguers, and which teams came to have a big league game last year? What was it like for your kids?
Oh, it was amazing. So we had the Yankees and the Tigers.
Cool. What was that like?
So Juan Soto back then. Oh. Crazy. When the Yankees came in town, crazy. Because, you know, everyone wanted to see the Yankees. And being in Williamsport, the New Yorkers, it's not very far for them to travel. So Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Mike Stanton.
Very good. All right, audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101, where you'll be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Let's go, Skipper. Lake Mary, defending champs.
Come on.